Representative Ron Kind, a Democrat from La Crosse, finds himself in the odd position of agreeing with President Bush, who will likely veto the five-year, nearly $300 billion measure.
It's tough to justify to the American taxpayer that there'd still be subsidies going to a farming operation with an adjusted gross income of $1.5 million. And that's what they're talking about. I think we can do better. I think we can tighten up these commodity subsidy programs.
The White House apparently agrees, but Kind notes the battle is more regional than it is political.
You've got very powerful cotton and rice interests that have tremendous influence in the United States Senate. You've got a handful of powerful families in the southern states that don't want any change to these commodity subsidy programs, and they're the primary beneficiaries.
So the result is a farm bill that Kind says pays already rich farmers that are already seeing record high prices just for producing more crops. He says the milk income loss contract, or milk program, is a much more honest safety net.
There's no milk payments going out to dairy producers because milk prices have been high. And that's the way these safety nets really ought to work, rather than how these commodity subsidy programs work today.
One change that might make the bill more palatable for some would be an elimination of some government payments to those who make more than, say, $750,000 in annual farm income. Reporting in Nielsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.